It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Following the shootings at King Soopers this past Monday, the state legislature has begun discussions on a possible ban of assault-style weapons. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
No legislation has been introduced yet, but some Democrats say a statewide ban is a step Colorado should take, especially if the federal government doesn't act. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg represents Boulder, where a gunman killed 10 people this week.
The fact that we are repeatedly having these tragedies, innocent people are being killed while they grocery shop, and nobody expects the federal government to do something about it. To me, that means something is broken.
Republicans, who are in the minority in Colorado's legislature, say bans are ineffective and unconstitutional. They want to prioritize mental health funding. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Among those killed at the Boulder King Soopers Monday was 25-year-old Ricky Olds. Her family says she was a vibrant and nurturing person who expressed herself without fear of being judged. Her uncle, Robert Olds, says she loved camping and hiking with her friends.
She had dreams. She had ambitions, and now she can't. She can't do those things. She was one of a kind.
Ricky Olds was a manager at the grocery store in South Boulder. The police chief of Manitou Springs has resigned. CPR's Dan Boyce says it comes after he was placed on administrative leave in January.
The city of Manitou Springs has not released any details on why Chief Brian Churchill resigned or why he was put on administrative leave. They simply call it a personnel matter. Churchill took over as Manitou's top cop in October 2019 after more than two decades with the Indianapolis Police Department. The resignation follows an executive session the city council held this week to discuss the situation. In the meantime, Manitou Springs Detective Bill Otto has been appointed acting police chief. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.